Manu Patra alert dated the 7th of December 2018. Supreme Court has declined a petition seeking urgent hearing on allegations against former Chief Justice of India Deepak Mishra in the light of Justice Kurian Joseph's remarks that he was under external influence while taking decisions. Supreme Court has held that a candidate with higher qualification cannot claim right to apply for posts with requirement of lower qualification, unless the relevant statutory recruitment rules permit the inference that higher qualification presupposes the acquisition of lower qualification. Supreme Court has reminded the High Courts of staying watchful of attempts to misuse public interest litigations for promotion of personal agenda. Supreme Court has repelled the challenge made at the instance of Congress against the nomination of 3 BJP members to the Puducherry Legislative Assembly by the central government. Supreme Court has expressed concern over 14,926 people being killed in accidents due to potholes on roads across the country in the last 5 years. Supreme Court has ordered medical examination of Brajesh Kumar, main accused in Muzaffarpur shelter home case, after taking note of the allegations made by children of Brajesh Thakur that he is being tortured in Patiala Central Jail. Calcutta High Court has rejected BJP's petition to allow the party to hold Rath Yatras in West Bengal, scheduled to be flagged off by BJP National President Amit Shah from Kuch Bihar. Delhi High Court has held that if a public authority is entitled to access information from a private body under any other law, it is information as defined in subsection F of section 2 of RTI Act, and public authority is under obligation to get information from private body and furnish it to RTI applicant. Bombay High Court has directed New India Assurance, NIA, to pay a sum of 4.56 crore rupees as compensation to the family of deceased Ravindra Kulkarni, who was the CEO of Tata Precision Industries, Singapore. Bombay High Court has refused to stay the suit filed by Raymond Limited against Vijay Patsinkaniya, company's former chairman and managing director, in a thin court seeking an injunction against the latter's autobiography, which is tentatively titled The Incomplete Man. Bombay High Court has asked the state government to consider authorizing senior secretaries to hear applications under the Maharashtra Land Revenue Code, MLRC, in the absence of the Cabinet Minister and Minister of State for Revenue Department. Bombay High Court has acquitted a man from the charge of murdering his grandfather, giving him benefit of doubt, as he was undergoing treatment for paranoid schizophrenia before and after the killing. Madras High Court has ruled that drivers can show vehicle documents in electronic form when demanded by police or any other official, as stated in a union government notification last month. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has directed the Resolution Professional of IRA Infrastructure India to admit ICICI Bank as a financial creditor under the insolvency proceedings. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has dismissed the plea of HDFC Limited to initiate insolvency proceedings against RHC Holding, a non-banking financial company promoted by Singh Brothers, Malvinder Mohan Singh and Shivinder Mohan Singh. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Delhi has held that there cannot be any service tax liability under the category real estate service for the buying and selling of property on principal-to-principal basis. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has held that the conversion of a company into an LLP constitutes a transfer for the purpose of the Income Tax Act, 1961.